that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
What makes a farmer is that he's constantly tilling the ground and sowing seed. And when he tills the ground, means he's making it soft. He's making sure there's good soil. He puts seeds in the ground. Guess what? He gets a harvest. Whatever ground you're sowing seeds into is the harvest you're getting out of your life. I remember being in the Air Force, and I was always divided because I could only do so well. I was doing good in the Air Force, but I could never get the excellence out of it because I was always divided. On one aspect, yeah, I'm giving it all I got, but my heart was always towards the ministry. So I could only do so much. See, sometimes we're living lives that are divided. You know, God gets Sunday, but the world gets Monday through Saturday. And see, I have to understand, as people begin to come in, nobody can really start your fire and keep it going but you. It's not my job on Sunday that you get entertained and get sparked. Because what I end up doing is raising up babies. Babies that don't study the word during the week. Babies that don't know basic scriptures to where I have to get you excited just so you can stay engaged. But the key is, man, the word alone is able to feed and to strengthen and to equip and to encourage, to bring peace. Everything you need is in the word. This is not Bible, but it's a good acronym. They call the Bible Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. The B-I-B-L-E. God say, I left you my word. So as we begin to study the word and meditate on the word, now we get hungry for the word. Look at your neighbor and say, stay open, stay open. Now look up and say, get some sleep, get some sleep. Look up and say, turn the TV off, turn the TV off. Say, put the phone down, put the phone down. Because that's what's happening. Too much phone, too much television, in some cases, too much work. I know folks, you know, different cultures, you know, ask them, I got to work 7 days a week. How you working every day? You can't live if you're working every day. And some people think work is, no. That's also called life. I was raised, you know, strong on work, you know, strong work ethic. But I've learned everything in life is not about work. God gave us 6 days of work. He gave us 1 day to rest. And I think that rest is important. Every day ought to be to honor him. See, everything in the Old Testament was just teaching us the tithe, 10%, to vision, you understand, it all belongs to him. The Sabbath, that's the day. Make sure you rest and honor him. Christ come every day, teaching us. The priesthood, the Levites, now we're the priesthood. All right, that's the end of my tornado warning. Let me go back to the message. Because that's what happens. That's what's happened. Then you look at that other folk. Look at that folk. See, how many of you come to church to receive from the king yourself? I'm not coming to see what he's saying to this one and that one. No, I'm coming for me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need. Anybody ever been like me to where, now this morning I woke up, boy, and I just revelation. I haven't even got to the book of Revelation, but just revelation. And then here come thoughts. All kind of stuff. What somebody said, what somebody did, what's going on. Maybe that's just pastoring. I mean, but you're trying to pray and you ain't even ask for thoughts to come. But they just coming. But for about 20 minutes, he gave me nothing but his voice. Boy, that's a wonderful thing to have a connection with heaven. And I believe that's Satan that comes to talk to our mind about all these different things. And he uses his tools, radio, television, other folks' mouth. Anybody ever spent too much time talking to somebody you left and the conversation was still going in your head? 3 days later, you're still having the conversation. That's why you have to be careful who you let speak to you. Amen. I don't let everybody talk to me a long time. Even while they're talking, I'm gauging what I'm listening to. Because you could be getting all kind of seeds into your heart. You could be a positive person, get around a negative person, you leave negative. Yeah. You could be a confident person. Get around a fearful person, you leave afraid. Leave afraid. You know, there's a hurricane coming. The Lord got me. But you know, next thing you know, the world about to end. Just because you stayed and listened too long. The voice of the Holy Spirit is the voice that we should listen to. God, what are you saying? I open my heart, my mind to you. We're in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open. Boy, that's a blessing to operate in vision. And behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And his righteousness he doeth judge and make war. Read another translation that really blessed me. It said he made righteous war. I didn't think that was such a thing, because war to me is a terrible thing. But if God is making war in righteousness sake, it must be good, because God is good. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. How many of you holding Jesus in your hand? And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Tell somebody, that's my garment. Yeah, that's the deeds of the saints. Those that have been born again, that's what we're going to be wearing. Amen. That's something to look forward to. That's eventually this life is going to end. We need to do our best to extend God's kingdom while we're here, because eventually this time is going to end. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture, you could say his garment, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So we establish in Daniel chapter 4, verse 37, that God is the King of heaven. But there's coming a time for 1,000 years, he's going to allow Jesus to be King of Kings of the people of the earth. Then in Revelation chapter 22, God is going to come back and rule again. So he's given his son because of what Jesus did, Sister Joe, on the cross. Because he died on the cross and stayed humble, he got exalted to the position of King of Kings for 1,000 years. And those of us who are faithful during this lifetime, we're going to reign during that millennium year period with him. We don't even know who we are. We don't even really understand the benefit that we have, because that's coming today with those that are faithful to him, that have given their heart to him. They're going to reign with him as kings and ministering priests. We'll sit in the word. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Now, this is known as the Battle of Armageddon because it takes place in Armageddon. But it's funny, even though we see the saints on white horses with Jesus, the saints don't fight. Guess who does all the fighting? And it says a sword coming out of his mouth. I believe he just spoke the thing and they died. It didn't say nothing about him cutting nobody. It came out of his mouth. Who fights a war with a sword in their mouth? If it's going to be anywhere, it'll be in your hand. But the same way God spoke the world into creation, he even defeats that war with his word. Mm-hmm. That ye may eat the flesh. He's talking to the birds now, that angel. That you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great. And I saw the beast. The beast here, another name is the Antichrist. There's a time coming when the Antichrist is going to rise. The Antichrist spirit is already here. The Antichrist spirit, many times you look at the word anti, and you're thinking against Christ. But a good study of that shows in place of Christ. Just like Satan is the great deceiver, the Antichrist is to take Christ's place. Islam is to take the place of Christianity. Satan's job is to take the place of God. Did he say, I will ascend, I will be like the Most High God? The false prophet is to take the place of a true prophet. That's a spirit, the Antichrist spirit. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. Who were they following? The beast. And their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse. Minister Wells, you really got to be deceived to think you're going to beat Jesus. You got to be deceived. And you know how you, this is a good segue to go there. I used to wonder as a kid, I said, now, and I wouldn't even save the other day. Brian, I wouldn't say, but as a kid, I used to wonder, how they going to accept the mark of the beast? Didn't they read their Bible? Everybody don't read the Bible, number one. Two, everybody read it, don't believe it. How's that going to come to pass? Well, the love of many in the last days waxed cold. That's not just for people. It's a love for God. I was telling them in Sunday school today, don't you know it's easy to backslide? It's easy to go back into the world for those of us that have actually came into the kingdom. But it's easy to go back to the world. All you got to do is cool off. Well, I don't think I'll go to church today. You know, and I'm not talking about going out of town as long as you're making a service, but I'm talking about just not going. Man, you lost your mind. I'm just not going to read my Bible this week. Y'all pray for me now. When I get a little strong, I'm going to come back, let me bring my voice, use my tenor, get softer. Okay? I'm working on it. Okay? But I want you to think about this. Okay? All of us have been to school. If we go and miss a week of school, say they were introducing a new subject. Let's call it fractions. If you miss fractions that week, unless you go back and relearn it, you missed that. That's gone. It's similar to when we try to live this life and God is speaking. Your healing, your deliverance, your peace, your power, everything you need might have been there on that particular day. But we missed it. So we're living in a world now where so much is going on. How many of you could spend all day on Facebook if you wanted to? Y'all don't have to raise your hand. But it's a whole world. One little media outlet. Television. Now they got Netflix. We can watch series of stuff over and over and over all day long. Always coming up with new entertainment. Always coming up with new things to do what? Draw us away from the kingdom. Help us, God, to become strong Christians. I would almost have to ask myself, what type of believers are we raising up? Let's look at the early church believers, shall we? Take the Roman Colosseum, and let's just say, if you're a believer, and they got this going on today in some African nations, to where Muslims are coming in killing whole villages of Christians. In the early church, it was the same. They was taking them to Colosseums, letting wild animals eat them. Pilate court, the Apostle John's strongest disciple, he became the bishop of Smyrna, burned on a cross, on a stake rather, at 86 years old because he would not denounce. So you got to be read your Bible to hang in there like that. You got to be made this your love. So every time we come to church, God has given us another opportunity to be strengthened.
We want to talk to people tonight.
Thank you for joining us for the Discipleship Now radio broadcast.
We pray that you have received revelation from God's word and inspiration